Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
He's the Warriors television analyst and also the Warriors radio analyst, former NBA player, Kalena Azubuike. You can follow him at Kalena Azubuike, although you're going to have to spell it yourself. What's going on, Kalena? How you doing?
I'm great, man. How's everything going?
Going well. The Warriors played, obviously, last night without Draymond Green. Did you notice a difference?
Yeah, their defense wasn't as good. The Brooklyn Nets came in that game not shooting a great percentage from three-point range or their field goal percentage, but they shot it amazing in the first half. They were on fire. They got to the basket, and we talked about one of the things that the Nets do well before the game was get a lot of points off drives, and we felt like that's where the Warriors would miss Draymond Green because he's so good at helping on drives, and that's actually shoot a lot of free throws. And we saw some of that in that first half. They got to the basket in different ways. They hit threes, which was uncharacteristic for them. They shoot a lot of threes, but they normally don't make that many. But they're actually making them last night in the first half. And in the second half, it seemed like the Warriors came out and weren't very satisfied with the way they played the first half, especially Kevin Durant came out on fire, had that huge dunk, and really fired up his team. He had 11 points in that third quarter. Klay had 11 points in that third quarter. And that was pretty much all she wrote. And they erased a 16-point deficit. If someone's looking at that game and just looking at the box score at the end, they'll be like, oh, the Warriors won
right
by 16 or whatever it was. But they won't realize the Warriors got off to a bad start, and they were actually down by 16 at the half. So that's the way to bounce back in that third quarter and on to the fourth. And the Warriors still didn't shoot an amazing percentage like they're capable of, but their percentage shooting came up a little bit for three-point range. Their field goal percentage was better. They forced turnovers. I think they forced 26 turnovers. Like, that's a ton of turnovers, even for the Nets. I think they're a pretty high turnover team, but that's even way above their average. So, great performance in that second half there.
Kalena, I heard you on the radio broadcast. Good job, man, and keep up the good work on TV. Now,
I appreciate that.
Yeah, no problem. Now, a lot of people, I am personally looking forward to this Cleveland matchup on Christmas. I know they got a game tonight, but you played the game. The Warriors lost a 3-1 lead to Cleveland. They just got KD, and I feel like you can't tell me it's not going to mean more on Christmas, because a lot of people, Matt and I, are going back and forth that it's just 1-82. How do you feel? You know, what's the pulse of the team? Is there a message they want to send to the Cavs?
It's hard not to be a little more excited to play the Cavs than you are the Detroit Pistons or the Brooklyn Nets. It's just human nature. But I think one of the big things they're focusing on is just making sure they prepare the same way for the Cavs like they would any other team. Obviously know their personnel. They know these guys better, so it's a little easier in that regard, knowing your personnel. But they'll be excited to play. I don't think in their minds they're thinking that it means way more than any other win this season, because a lot of the focus, too, is making sure you're playing your best ball at the end of the year and you have a nice momentum at the end of the year. And just because you may beat a team in the regular season doesn't mean you're going to beat them in the postseason. We've seen that play out in the past. So they realize how big this game is on the worldwide scene and all that stuff, but they're trying to make sure they prepare the same way and not come out and be uncharacteristic because they're playing a well-known opponent in a nationally televised game and all these different things. Prepare the same way. And that's fine. You can be more excited about the game and come out and play extremely hard and really be focused and try to get a win and send a message. And all those things are great, but just come out and prepare the same way. And I think that's what the Warriors are focused on.
Warriors television analyst and radio analyst Kalena Azubuike joining us on 95.7 The Game. The one thing I think about the Cleveland Cavaliers, Kalena, and you can tell me if you agree or not, is I feel like they're the only team in the league that thinks they're better than the Warriors. Even when I think about the Spurs or the Clippers or the Rockets, I feel like those are teams that go into a game saying, all right, well, here's what we got to do to beat the Warriors. For some reason, I just think Cleveland thinks we're better than the Warriors.
I think they do too. And I can't really, I'm not really surprised because they did beat them for the championship. They came back from 3-1. And that's the swag and the confidence the champion has. Like, they're thinking we're the best until you knock us off the throne. And right now they're on the throne and they're playing pretty good basketball. They hit like a little slump there for a second, or a plateau, whatever you want to call it. But they're still the champs. And until you knock them off, they're going to have that swagger and that confidence that you have to beat us and we're still better than you. And that's one of the reasons I don't think this game means a ton, just because I don't think their attitude is going to change if they lose a close game to the Warriors, or even if they just lose, period. I think they'll still feel that way until the postseason, until the Warriors prove them wrong. And they're going to play with that confidence the whole season, no matter who they play against. So it'll be an exciting game to watch, and I'm looking forward to it. They got some great players. It seems like one of the bigger things for the Cleveland Cavaliers is they've included Kevin Love more in the offense. And Tyronn Lue, one of the things that he was focusing on before the season was trying to take advantage of what they have in Kevin Love. They didn't feel like they got the most out of him last year and out of what he can do. So they're posting him up more, giving him more touches. He's been playing really well, making threes, and looking more like he looked when he was with the Minnesota Timberwolves. So that's one of the reasons I think they're better as well. And then they've been pretty good defensively and all those different things. So it'll be a tough matchup for the Warriors, but an exciting one. And both teams are really looking forward to the challenge.
Now, Steph had 5 fouls last night. And I told Matt, I don't remember in past years, you know, him fouling out or coming that close to fouling out. And, you know, he kind of said he didn't, you know, notice it that much. Do you think that's just me overanalyzing it? Or are you seeing anything with Steph's personal defense, individual defense?
Not really. I thought he was wonderful defensively last game. He was one of the guys that brought the energy on that end and the intensity, and I just think a lot of the fouls he got were him being a little over-aggressive, which I don't think the Warriors mind. They'll just be like, hey, just be careful. We don't need you fouling out of games. But he did get a good amount of steals and got deflections, and a lot of the steals he got were turned into buckets on the other end. They started fast break opportunities and transition points out of those. So I really thought his defense was really good last game. He ended up with 5 steals, I think it was. So,
yep.
Yeah, so I really thought he was one of the guys that sparked that third quarter erasing of the 16-point deficit. And I think if he keeps bringing that energy, just tempered with being a little cautious and making sure he doesn't foul out of the game because he knows his team needs him, then I think he's okay. I don't think it's something that the Warriors need to really worry about. He's just trying to be more aggressive on that end and get some more steals and do what he's really good at, which is playing the passing lanes. He's got quick hands, active hands. So I liked it.
Kalen, as always, good stuff. We really appreciate you joining us.
Thank you.
All right, man. Appreciate y'all having me.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.